Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Sabah State Minister, Masidi Manjoon, has declared that all students entering hostels will be required to undergo screening. This comes after 18 students who returned to school hostels in Sabah tested positive for the COVID-19 in just 2 days. Teachers who are returning to Sabah will also be required to undergo swab tests upon their arrival in the state, as reported by BFM. ITU Law. Tok Nak Dengar Laji hashtag Suara Pelajar. Bila Ada hashtag Cluster Pelajar. Jangan Salakan Rakyat Pula. Correct this before it is too late. https://t.co/fjwoplimex. Syed Sadiq at Syed Sadiq, January 19, 2021. Muar MP, Syed Sadiq, took to Twitter to share the news with the caption, "That's what happens when you don't listen to the hashtag Suara Pelajar. Don't blame the racket when a hashtag Cluster Pelajar happens. Correct this before it is too late." Previously, the hashtag Suara Pelajar gained traction online when students took to Twitter to share their plight, particularly SPM students who were supposed to take their exams last year. A few netizens questioned the necessity of reopening schools during the pandemic, especially in states that are also facing unpredictable flooding situations. Others questioned why authorities could not postpone or cancel SPM and take a similar approach to their international counterparts, IGCSE and GCSE. As of now, schools are still scheduled to reopen tomorrow, the 20th of January. What do you guys think of this? Also read, no SPM trials for students returning to schools, says Ministry of Education. Source, Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.